It's a medical and scientific fact that our bodies renew themselves on an ongoing basis. Every single atom of your body is replaced within a year's time. Your skin is replaced every 28 days. Your lungs every 70 days. Every single organ of your body is renewed and rejuvenated on an ongoing basis. So why is it then that illness persists? The idea behind that is that each one of your cells also carries with it memory. And this memory is transmitted from cell to cell. When you have a malfunction in the body, in an organ, or maybe you even have a tumor for that matter, the memory of those cells are carried over to the new cells as they are being produced. What we must do, now knowing that we, through our mind, through our intention, our desire, belief, and expectation, our faith, through the images that we create, through the emotions that we hold, and our real dire desire to get healthy again, is that we can influence our bodies at the subatomic level, atomic level, molecular, cellular, organ, or system level. It doesn't matter. You have the ability to influence your body at any level or depth, and the body of others at a distance. A good practice during a meditation is to ask the organ, to ask the illness, ask the tumor, what do you need for me to do in order for you to heal? And stay quiet for a few moments and listen to the wisdom and the knowledge that comes to you from deep within your body, telling you exactly what to do in order to heal. You may be impressed with ideas, thoughts, images of changing your nutritional intake, taking a different course of action as far as a treatment or procedure is concerned, about love and your emotions. Whatever it might be, allow your intuition and your conscious knowing to guide you. When that organ, when that illness, or the tumor, or whatever it might be, the symptom tells you, you must follow through. In addition, we also know that illness persists on top of the fact that our body renews itself because the memory of illness is being communicated from cell to cell. So we want to consider removing the memory or changing or modifying the memory at the cellular level, at the molecular level, or the atomic or subatomic level, so that the memory that is communicated from cell to cell or molecule to molecule or atom to atom as the cells produce is one of health and well-being. You may need to represent that memory in your imagination in some way that you can work with it. You might want to give memory a sensory representation. In the event of a tumor, for example, I would look at the tumor in my mind and I would represent the memory for me as a dark, rough surface. So what I would do in that case, in that event, is that I would lighten the color, maybe to make it a light iridescent color, and smoothen the surface and imagine it getting smaller and smaller and smaller because the memory that is communicated forward to other cells is one of health and well-being and not one of malfunction. So in your consciousness, as you are going through your healing, always keep, if at least at the very least in the back of your mind, the intention of the memory that's going to move forward to other cells being one of health and well-being. You already know how to meditate. So when you're ready to do this exercise, enter your alpha level, as always. And once you get into a nice relaxed state, you're going to ask the symptom, the organ, the condition, what it needs for you to do in order for it to return to health. And we're going to pause for just a little while and let it tell you. Then you're going to imagine removing in some way that makes sense to you any memory of malfunction so that only memories of health and well-being are communicated to all the new cells that are going to be produced from here on forward. And always, always have in the back of your mind the image of perfect health.